2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Kate Ray. Raom Blue. How's that? The author of Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. And this came out in 2012. Her websites are drkatend.com and drkatend.com/blog and naturalfactors.com. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna.
Well, I just really enjoy, I've enjoyed looking through your book and recognizing some facts that I had kind of figured out before, and see that you are associated or endorse the, what do you endorse? Well, you don't endorse factory farming, that's for sure.
That's right, yeah. More like old-fashioned ways of farming and eating and getting back to the way we used to do things before our food system became so industrialized.
Exactly, and that is a really big factor in what has happened to our health. You endorse Weston A. Price. All of a sudden, my mind just went blank, and of course, a lot of my listeners, our listeners, know about his research and the things that he said, and we've had a lot of people on the program who have who know about that foundation and about the work that he did, and your work is quite important also. But I think, as you said in the title of your book, little known vitamin K2, and we rarely hear about it.
That's right. It's really something that has been overlooked for so long, you know, for a few reasons, partially because of a case of mistaken identity, and partially because of Price's work. I mean, he actually did, ultimately, he really studied this nutrient, but he talked about it and published it under the name Activator X. And so he had an amazing research on this nutrient, and yet it went sort of right under our noses for decades without really understanding what it was because of that. And it's only just recently that we've been able to make a connection between his work as well as, you know, the change in our food production, that we know it's affected our health in a lot of ways, but really robbing us of this one particular vitamin. And because we weren't really aware of this vitamin, we didn't know that we were missing out on it. And so, you know, this isn't just the vitamin of the day that's going to come and go. This is actually a major nutrient that works with vitamin D that we've been missing out on.
Right. And a lot of us take vitamin D and without even recognizing the K2. And so is that harming us or not? Are we not getting the benefit of the vitamin D?
Well, both. So vitamin D and K2 definitely work together. And
Dr. Kate, we do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer. pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas, and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
This is Deanna, and my guest today is Dr. Kate Rayon-Blu, the author of Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little-Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. It is available at Amazon, also as a Kindle book, and you don't have to have a Kindle device to read it. You can download that program on your regular PC. Dr. Kate is a licensed naturopathic physician and a former faculty member at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. She speaks across the country on topics related to natural medicine, as well as being a contributing editor to several health-related publications. So we're very happy to have you on the program.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here to help spread the word about vitamin K2.
Great. Well, we were talking a little bit about diet, and a lot of the listeners understand the difference or the ramifications of having their beef fed via grain in these factory farms, which you address in your book.
Yes, definitely. We know there's lots of ways in which this has affected our health and that really the quality of the food that we're getting in. There's less omega-3 essential fatty acids, reduced number of lots of vitamins and minerals. But the one that was really overlooked for so long is exactly this vitamin K2. And it turns out that when animals are out on the pasture, and this includes both, you know, cattle, if you're looking at beef, or pigs, chickens, when they're out on the pasture eating green grass, that increases the amount of vitamin K2 in things like egg yolks and butter and dairy products and the fat, because this is a fat-soluble vitamin. And when animals are grain-fed, well, that the amount of vitamin K2 reduces dramatically, and in some cases there's none at all.
Wow, and of course we are what we eat, and it's better to get these things naturally of course, but if we can't, then we should be able to have a vitamin, a supplement that we can take that would give us what we don't get from our food. And we certainly do not get all the nutrition from our food that we should.
That's right. So we even know, you know, when it comes to grass-fed food, even if you're trying hard to eat grass-fed food, there's always a cyclical variation. You know, throughout the year, there are going to be times when, you know, in the wintertime, it's hard to get as much of those nutrients as you can in the summer. And for many people, they have trouble getting access to grass-fed food. So there are certain fermented foods. Some of them are a little bit strange and unusual and definitely an acquired taste. And those can provide a source of vitamin K2 year-round. And if you don't care for those or have trouble finding those, and I do have a list of them in my book, as well as you can find that list on Wikipedia under if you search vitamin K, then there are supplements. And there's a few things to know when looking for supplements, and maybe that's something that we should get into for people who want to make sure that they have enough vitamin K every day.
Okay, yes. Absolutely. And I know there are websites that tell you exactly what foods have vitamin K in them. Foodinfo.us is one site.
That's okay. Right. Wikipedia was recently updated to differentiate between the foods that have vitamin K1 and K2. And that's probably something that's important for listeners to understand, because that's one of the reasons why vitamin K2 was overlooked for so long, is because it was confused with its sort of sister vitamin, which is vitamin K1. Now, K1 is easily found in green leafy vegetables, and you know, even if you eat those once every 6 months, you'll get plenty of vitamin K1 in your diet, and that nutrient, its only role is in blood clotting. And for a long time, scientists assumed that vitamin K2 was just another blood clotting vitamin. And in fact, that's not the case. Vitamin K2 doesn't participate in blood clotting, won't affect your blood clotting. And its role is in making sure that calcium gets into the right places in the body.
Oh, okay. So it's important to differentiate between the two.
Very important, because for a long time they were confused or assumed to be the same nutrient, and in fact they have very different actions in the body, very different food sources, and while it's just about impossible to become deficient in vitamin K1, deficiency of vitamin K2 is very common because we do need to have it in our diets every day.
Oh. Now, you mentioned that we can add cultured foods to our diet. Now, would this be... give us some examples.
Well, yes, there are certain cultured or fermented foods that are high in vitamin K2. Not all of them, because it really depends on the bacteria. So, you know, some fermented foods are made with particular types of bacteria that produce vitamin K2 and others aren't. So, for example, there are a few cheeses. This is very good news for your heart health. A couple of cheeses, Gouda and Brie cheese, are very high in vitamin K2. And,
oh.
Yeah, and these are, it doesn't matter if it was a grass-fed, you know, the milk that went into the cheese doesn't have to be grass-fed. It's the bacteria that makes the cheese that will make vitamin K2.
Oh.
And, yeah, and so that's very good news, because these are tasty and easy to find. And the fact that Brie cheese, in addition to egg yolks and cream and butter, are so high in vitamin K2 really helps explain, for example, the French paradox, where, you know, people in France would have these very rich diets and yet be quite heart healthy. And we didn't know why for a long time. We said it was the red wine, which, yeah, it definitely will help, but it won't clear out your arteries the way vitamin K2 does. So Brie is very high, and Gouda. So these are two cheeses. Cheddar, as an example, has a little bit of vitamin K2. Yogurt, kefir, other types of dairy products don't have very much. So it really depends on, you know, the individual bacteria that are making the food.
Okay. Well, Brie is my favorite cheese. I buy it all the time.
Well, you know, well, that's good. That's great for your bones and your heart, and diabetes, cancer protection. You know, when we talk about what's a heart-healthy snack, it's often, you know, should we have some hummus and vegetables or crackers and dip, some sort of low-fat dip? No, Brie cheese and a glass of red wine, Deanna, is probably the most heart-healthy snack that you can think of.
Oh, okay. What about some of the cultured vegetables, like sauerkraut?
That's a good good question. It's one I get a lot. So the most cultured vegetables aren't especially high in vitamin K2. Sauerkraut, kimchi, they have a little bit, but not much. There is one cultured vegetable food that is unusual, at least here in North America. It's called natto, N-A-T-T-O, and that is a fermented soybean food that is common in Japan. I don't usually promote soy foods, but fermented ones are fine. They don't have the same problems associated with them as the unfermented soy. So natto is a type of kind of sticky, slimy soybean breakfast food, fermented, that you'll find in some areas of Japan, and it happens to be the number one highest food in vitamin K2. And for people who eat this in Asia, they have much lower hip fracture risk, they're much heart healthier. It really makes a difference for health.
It doesn't sound very appetizing.
It is an acquired taste, to say the least, and it's one that I still haven't acquired, even though I've tried very hard. But I have had people report to me that, you know, once they have it a few times, they actually learn to like it. So it's not that easy to find. If you live near a good Asian or particularly a Japanese or Korean grocery store, you might be able to find it there or get it in or order it through a Japanese restaurant or a Korean restaurant. But it took me a long... I'm still working on trying to learn to like it because it really is very good for you.
Okay. I know one of our listeners has mentioned it to me, and I'd never heard of it. And but the word slimy doesn't appeal to me.
No, it doesn't, though. I do include a recipe in the book for what ended up being my favorite, I guess you could say, way. It's if you have it with lots of spices, and ginger and pungent things, that does help. But the texture is a little bit on the slippery side.
I see. Okay, on page 69 to 74, you talk about that. Yes.
Adventures in natto. Yes, trying to find it, trying to eat it. And it is really good for you. And there are lots of people who swear that once they have it enough, that they do learn to like it. So it might be worth trying.
Right. Well, the first time that I had tasted kimchi, I thought, this is so awful. And then I made some. And, gosh, I really kind of liked it, and it kind of grew on me, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, kimchi, I find it delicious now. It's quite different from the natto, but even, you know, blue cheese, when you think about it, it's kind of gross, but you can definitely develop a taste for that and learn to love it, so I don't see why natto couldn't be the same.
Except you do say that it smells like old gym socks, and it's held together by globs of stringy mucus.
Yes. That's all true.
Okay. Hey, we'll just have to give it a try.
Exactly. It really is worth it. And I did try to eat it during my pregnancy. Maybe that's part of the problem where I had a hard time stomaching it. But it is very important, vitamin K2, during pregnancy as well. The studies show people who eat it definitely reap the benefits.
Okay. Well, then we'll just have to give it a whirl, and particularly if it's going to help us, and all of the things that vitamin K2 seems to address would make it sufficiently worthwhile to try whatever foods that particular vitamin is in.
It does, and maybe after the break we can get into the other benefits of vitamin K2 in addition to bone health and heart health.
Exactly. All righty. We are coming up on a break. And, yes, we'll have to go over some of these foods because it's, like this list, that we find. There are a lot of foods with vitamin K in it. But even some of the things on this list, it doesn't really indicate whether those things have to be, grass-fed. So that's something important to think about. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Blue, the author of Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. The websites are drkatend.com and drkatend.com/blog. Now, if you go to the blog, you can sign up for the newsletter. And that's on the right-hand side. And you can get a newsletter there. And you can also see the contents of her book. Before we go on to the other subjects, other topics that we were going to talk about, could you talk just briefly about the calcium paradox and what are the dangers? You talk about calcium excess in your book.
Definitely. This is very important because so many people are taking calcium supplements now. And, for doctors that wouldn't even recommend a multivitamin will tell their patients to take calcium and usually vitamin D, which is good. It's certainly better to have it with vitamin D, but lots of studies come out in recent years and even more since I've published the book saying that people who take calcium supplements have 20-30% more heart attacks and strokes than those who don't. So it's absolutely possible that calcium can build up in the wrong places in our body, for example, lining our arteries, leading to hardening of the arteries. So this is the calcium paradox because, we need calcium in our bodies, but it has to be in the right places. It has to be in our bones and our teeth. And if instead it ends up in our arteries or other areas, other soft tissues, then it can be deadly. And it turns out that the body does have a way of dealing very effectively with calcium and keeping it in its place, but that it needs vitamin K2 to do that. So that is a major role of vitamin K2. It will direct calcium where it needs to go. So it will shuttle calcium into your bones and teeth where you want it, and it not only prevents the deposition of calcium, but it has been even shown to remove calcium plaque buildup in arteries. So this, you know, to say that vitamin K2 is a vitamin that could save your life is literally true, because it's very important for calcium metabolism. And this is important even for people who don't take calcium supplements. We have to remember that heart attacks and strokes or heart disease is the leading killer, the number one killer of both men and women, whether or not they take calcium supplements. So vitamin K2 could literally be a lifesaver.
So, and factory farming, since most people do not eat meat that has the K2 in it, then they're going to have to get it elsewhere. And so where are some of the places that we can get it besides the Brie cheese and the Gouda cheese and grass-fed beef? And you said people don't ordinarily have access to grass-fed beef unless you go to a specialty store or have a local farmer that can sell it to you.
That's right. It really does take quite a bit of effort to find those foods. And it certainly is worth making the effort because they, you know, they taste better and they're better for our health in lots of ways. But if you don't have access to those on a consistent basis, you can't risk missing out on vitamin K2. So we have these certain fermented foods, you know, that I mentioned before, the butter, the Gouda, and the natto, if you can learn to like it. But if you can't find those or have a hard time eating them, for whatever reason, then that's when you want to start looking at supplements. There are a few food-based supplements that you can get online or possibly at a local health food store, like a grass-fed butter oil or a grass-fed butter ghee. This is like a clarified type of butter that you can use in cooking or spread it on your bread, however you would use butter. And this is made from exclusively grass-fed butter, so it'll be higher in vitamin K2. Or you could also look for supplements, and these would be soft gel, because this is a fat-soluble vitamin. You're looking typically at a soft gel. Occasionally you'll find it in a liquid, and you can take this along with your food.
Okay. Now, what about something like coconut oil? Is vitamin K2 found in that?
No, even though coconut oil is a delicious and very healthy fat, it doesn't have any vitamin K2 in it.
Okay. Other than those, so supplements. It looks like most of us are probably looking at supplements.
Given the fact that studies have shown that most people aren't getting enough vitamin K2 and they are lacking vitamin K2, they have a deficiency. It could be mild or moderate, even severe deficiency. Then a supplement is usually a good idea as a backup or insurance to make sure you're getting enough vitamin K2 every day to keep calcium in its place. It's also been shown to help with cell growth regulation, so really important for cancer protection, for diabetes, for insulin sensitivity, for children to prevent and help manage cavities and dental health, as well as while their bones are growing. Very important during adolescence when the skeleton is growing. There are lots of reasons to make sure you're getting vitamin K2 every day, and if you can't get it through food, then you do want to make sure you're getting it through a supplement.
All right. Now, you say in your book that a deficiency is usually not recognizable or kind of invisible.
Yes, that's right. Certainly, you know, studies have shown that the majority of apparently healthy adults are lacking in vitamin K2 or deficient. And you could think, well, if you can be apparently healthy and not have enough of this, then what does it matter? And that's because K2 deficiency underlies a lot of this silent killer concerns.
All righty. We are going to a quick break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Dr. Kate Rayum Blue, and she's the author of Vitamin K2 and The Calcium Paradox, How a Little Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. Her websites are drkatend.com and drkatend.com/blog. You can also see some interesting things at naturalfactors.com. And I was in your book, it also says that another source of grass-fed protein is wild game, and that people who are fortunate enough to have access to it actually are, you know, that's a good thing, but they tend to be a little bit thinner, more slender, lean, and so it's really the fat that is necessary to provide the vitamins.
That's right. The fat's where it's at when it comes to vitamin K2 because it is a fat-soluble vitamin. So game, wild game is wonderful because, of course, it's naturally grass-fed or you know, fed on typically green foods. But they tend to be lower in fat as well, leaner animals. So you want to not waste or discard the fat. And the organs of these animals, the liver especially, is often where a lot of vitamin K2 is found.
Oh, okay. All righty. And you talk about the eggs in your book.
Yes, eggs is something that is often much easier to come by grass-fed because you don't need as much space to have pastured eggs, so eggs that are from hens that are out on the pasture, out in a grassy field. And these eggs are definitely tastier. A lot of people get them just for that reason. And anybody who's ever had an egg like this will know that the whites are sort of more consistent than typical ones you would buy in the grocery store. And the yolks are usually much darker, dark yellow or orange. And that is a sign of an egg with a lot of vitamin K2 in it. So this is really a very heart-healthy egg.
Oh, great. That's the kind that I eat. And they are wonderful. I just couldn't go back to those other kinds of eggs. They just don't even look good.
No, they don't. And it's a big, we ran out of our regular grass-fed eggs and pastured eggs when we were on vacation this year. And so I thought, oh, how bad could it be? I'll pick up some from the local store. And wow, there's just no flavor in the regular factory farmed egg.
Yeah, they're terrible. Just, they're awful. And, of course, all my eggs they're different sizes and they're brown, but they're very orange and, I love them. Just absolutely love them. Now, one of the reasons that they went to factory farming is because they felt like the land, that all of these cows took up too much of the land and out there in the fields. And so it was much cheaper to just keep them in a smaller space and feed them grain. And really, they're not even designed to eat grain, to process grain, which is terrible for the animal itself.
It is. I mean, this sets off a chain reaction. First of all, we still need land to grow the grain to feed the cattle rather than just putting the cattle directly out onto the land where they would actually improve the health of the land instead
exactly.
of through monocropping that deteriorates the health of the soil. And yes, you're right. These animals are not designed to be eating grain. And ultimately, you know, when we look at everybody likes a nice marbled steak once in a while, but in fact, this comes from eating grain. These animals essentially have developed diabetes, but we slaughter them before they would die of that naturally. This is not, you know, they're not healthy animals because they're not designed to be eating grain like this. And they are then prone to all kinds of illnesses. You have to give them antibiotics, and it's just not the way nature intended.
Yeah, that even sounds distasteful.
Yeah, when you think about it like that, it is kind of distasteful. And it's healthier, to get back to the old-fashioned ways of doing it. It does require some adjustment in learning how to cook your meat if it's leaner and different ways of cooking grass-fed meat. But it really is healthier in so many ways. And vitamin K2 is one way that grass-fed meat is healthier that has been overlooked.
Right. And as you say, it takes a lot of land, probably the same or even more land, to grow the grains to feed the animals. So it just doesn't make sense to do this except for the people who are looking for a lot of profit and really do not have any concerns whatsoever about the health of the nation.
Yes, that's right. And we really can't go on like this for much longer because, of course, all that farming and is based on fossil fuels. That's yet another problem associated with it. You know, to grow that grain and then ship the grain and to feed the animals, it's just not sustainable in a long run. So there's several problems with it, and vitamin K2, a lack of that, is one of those.
Right. And that is if you buy into the fossil fuel theory, which a lot of people do. But let's talk about, and you already mentioned it, the plaque accumulation and what that incurs for us in the way, you know, heart disease and whatever, and all the other things. And the osteoporosis, as women get older, they seem to be vulnerable for that. And it's all diet related, right?
Yes, that's right. And you know what? These things have become so prevalent that we've almost lost sight of the fact that they are, in fact, diet-related, and we start to accept them as, you know, just a part of aging. And that's really not the case. And our body is designed to heal and stay healthy as long as it has the right nutrients. And certainly Weston Price showed that in his work. You know, he traveled around the world and found people who didn't have toothbrushes or floss or dentists, and they had perfectly healthy teeth throughout their whole lives, and they weren't prone to cancer and diabetes and osteoporosis and heart disease, and that's because their diets provided them with all of the nutrients that they needed to stay healthy. And Price ultimately ended up focusing a great deal on the fat-soluble vitamins, so vitamins A and D, as well as the third one that he called Activator X, and that's the one that ultimately became associated or called vitamin K2.
Right, and you also, well, you mentioned teeth. The native peoples that he studied did not have crooked teeth. Not only did they not have cavities, they weren't crooked. And we've come to expect in this country, well, if you have crooked teeth, then you have to have braces and you have to, you know, do other things. And don't even think about it as being related to our diet at all.
That's right. We either think, well, it's just part of being a teenager, you end up with braces, or there's some idea that it's genetic. You inherit your crooked teeth. And yet Price showed that, you know, there were parents with absolutely perfect straight teeth as all their ancestors had had. And he did show this by studying the skulls of, you know, many generations of deceased, all had perfect, beautiful teeth with no cavities. And then when they adopted modern diet with processed foods that were lacking in these nutrients, lo and behold, their children would be born with crooked teeth. And I do have pictures of that in the book. And once you see that, it makes a lot of sense that this really isn't a matter of genetics. It is a matter of nutrition. And you can absolutely avoid painful and expensive orthodontic work by having the right type of nutrition during pregnancy and during childhood.
Right. Well, I think you can avoid even going to the doctor if you have sufficient vitamins and supplements and eat the proper food. You can probably go your entire life without ever seeing a doctor.
Absolutely. Certainly lots of people have done that for a very long time, and Price discovered those people and around the world when he was traveling.
Right. Now, you have a list here on page 66 and 67 of the things that vitamin K2 is in. And, let's see. Yes, you have it by micrograms, chicken liver, and you say raw.
Well, the testing was done on raw liver, and then they retested it sautéed, and it shows that cooking will, or pan frying in this case, reduce the content of the vitamin K somewhat, but, you know, you can see that it doesn't completely eliminate it. So, There's a little bit of an effect with cooking, but it's still some of it's retained for sure.
Right, and I see sauerkraut is here. Actually, sauerkraut has more than whole milk.
That's right, and that also reflects the fact that typically, you know, your regular store-bought whole milk is from grain-fed animals.
Ah.
But yeah, sauerkraut does have a little bit. You'd have to eat quite a bit of sauerkraut, a big bucket of sauerkraut to be able to say meet your daily optimal requirement for vitamin K2, but it does have a little bit in there, and that speaks to the fact that most fermented foods have some.
Right.
And I would guess that kimchi is around the same as sauerkraut.
Right. And I think that I would never buy it at the store. The sauerkraut that you buy at the store is processed, and it is not really cultured. It's just process, so it's
totally you can make your own sauerkraut very nicely. It's very, very good for you.
Yes, I make it all the time. You talk about on page 117. You talk about vitamin K for healthy veins.
Oh,
and this
yes,
this is important. This is really. This isn't just about vanity and about varicose veins and not being able to wear shorts or a bathing suit or whatever. This is about your health and. Inasmuch as your blood runs through your veins, you need to have healthy veins. So talk to us about veins, vein health.
That's right. You know, the varicose veins that we may see on the surface, well, they are only superficial, but they may reflect the health of your veins deeper inside in areas where you can't see. And it's just as important, arguably, as the health of your arteries. We do focus a lot on the health of our arteries, but both the arteries and veins are affected by vitamin K2 or a lack of vitamin K2. And I've certainly had people report remarkable results with their varicose veins. You know, from an aesthetic point of view, it's nice that an unappealing unappealing or ugly-looking vein has disappeared, but it speaks to the fact that it has improved vein and artery health inside. So I'm happy if people want to take vitamin K2 for reasons like varicose veins or wrinkles that may seem superficial, when I know that it's helping their bone health, their heart health, the health of their arteries and veins, and so much more on the inside.
Exactly. And if you were to go to a doctor to treat varicose veins, chances are they would want to, I'm not sure,
remove
pull them out
surgically. Yeah, sometimes sclerotherapy, so they'll inject them with salt water so they shrink up, or remove them surgically. Those are all ultimately Band-Aid solution. Well, I would say surgical removal is maybe the not even considered Band-Aid solution, because it's possibly doing more harm than good. Just pulling
yes.
the vein out, again, doesn't change what may be happening in the health of the veins where you can't see them. So this is really an important nutrient to improve the health of your veins.
Right. And, right, as you say, what you see on the outside can be much, much worse on the inside. So where would a person find vitamin K2? Oh, you also talk about it for diabetes.
Yes, vitamin K2 has been shown to be very important for improving insulin sensitivity, so helping your body respond to its own insulin, which is a key concern with type 2 diabetes. And we know that people with diabetes are more prone to osteoporosis, and I think that's not just a coincidence, and also more prone to heart disease. All of these concerns have vitamin K2 in common, or a lack of vitamin K2 in common. And so you can actually do a lot of good for many different health concerns with this one nutrient, and diabetes is one of those.
All right. Now, you mentioned juvenile onset diabetes, and I do have a friend whose daughter has that type of diabetes. And, I mean, she's 16, and she has to give herself insulin shots every day. And usually, or I've known of people who had early onset diabetes, and by the time they're 30, this one gentleman that I knew was blind. He was very ill. He died very early, probably in his 40s. And all of this could be avoided.
And that is just about entirely due to mismanagement of the diabetes. So we know that type 1 diabetes or juvenile diabetes can't be cured per se. In other words, the pancreas won't ever produce insulin again, but the diabetes can be managed properly in such a way that we're not taking more insulin than we need. We're encouraging the body to use the injected insulin efficiently and appropriately, and there's no reason that you need to die early with all of the complications of diabetes, and no reason that you can't live a long, healthy life. And I know individuals with type 1 diabetes that are now in their 60s and extremely healthy because they treat their diabetes appropriately. And certainly vitamin K2 is one important nutrient to help do that.
Right. You talk about cancer in your book. Well, you talk about neurologic health and you refer to Alzheimer's. That vitamin K2 might be a preventative, because it would prevent those chronic disorders of the brain, like stroke and some of those other conditions.
That's right. Vitamin K2 has been shown to have importance or roles and places in the brain that we don't fully understand yet. This is an area that definitely stands to have a lot of research. We have a good understanding of how vitamin K2 works in the rest of the body, but there are certainly roles and vitamin K2-dependent proteins and things that it does in the brain that we don't understand well. One of the things that we know it does, it acts as not quite an antioxidant, but more like an oxidant preventative. So it prevents areas of the brain from becoming oxidized, and so that is very important for keeping brain cells healthy as we age. So having enough vitamin K2 can help keep our brain cells in optimum health.
All righty. Well, there's so many people that have Alzheimer's or that just have trouble remembering things, have short-term memory and such. Would this also apply to children who perhaps are what they call hyperactive or just have issues, autistic children? Would this be...
Well, we know that vitamin K2 is helpful for many aspects of children's health, and while those are conditions that we don't necessarily understand that well yet, or the etiology or what causes them, vitamin K2 certainly wouldn't hurt. There's no toxicity associated with it, and it's a good thing for general health for kids.
Okay. All righty. Cancer prevention.
There's so much research on that. That might be a good thing to talk about after the break, because that was an astonishing amount of research on vitamin K2 and cancer.
Okay, we'll do that in the second hour. We are going to a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today. Stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Kate Rayon-Bleu. She is the author of Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little-Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. Why don't we talk about infertility for a couple of minutes? I think that's something that people that Well, I know a lot of people who would like to have children, but it just doesn't happen.
It's a huge problem now, and there are certainly a lot of factors that play into that. And vitamin K2 is one of them. We know that vitamin K2 helps to increase sperm count and motility. So this is definitely very important for male fertility, and we can measure that directly. There are certain vitamin K2 dependent proteins that directly affect sperm production, as well as testosterone levels that also affect sperm production. So this is very important. And historically, Price's work showed a lot of cultures would use special foods during the preconception or pre-marriage period to help promote better fertility. And this is definitely one that I include for anybody who is trying to conceive or trying to start a family, because it is also so important during pregnancy. So in the first trimester, it helps with the development of the baby's primary teeth. In the second trimester, the adult teeth and the facial form as it's developing. In the third trimester, it continues to be important, as well as throughout breastfeeding and childhood. So this really is one. If one thing comes out of the book, I hope that if people understand, vitamin K2 is as important as folic acid for pregnant women.
Okay. Oh, my. This is very, very interesting. Who knew? I went to Amazon because they do carry a lot of, well, they carry everything you could think of mm-hmm. besides books. And there's a lot of brands of vitamin K2. Now, is there any one that you particularly recommend?
Well, what you want to look for when you're looking for a vitamin K2 product, and I do get into this in more depth in the book, is for something called MK7. That stands for menaquinone 7. And I recommend that because it's convenient. You can just take this once a day, and it stays in the body for a long time. It's a naturally derived form from bacterial synthesis, actually extracted from natto, that Japanese food we were talking about
okay.
before. And so that makes it, it's one I prefer. So as long as it has that in it, typically then it's just sort of comparison shopping for price.
Okay. Now, there is a brand called MK7. It's put out by Jero Formulas. Is that something that...
Yeah, Jero is one company that makes a brand of MK7. There are a number of them on the market. That's certainly not the only one. And Natural Factors has one. I believe Mercola has one. And there are probably a few that you can find on Amazon that you'll see up there if you're looking for them online.
Right. And now also makes a K2 vitamin.
And as long, I don't know off the top of my head if that's an MK7 product. The other type of vitamin K2 you'll find on the market will be labeled as MK4. There has been a lot of research done on MK4, that's for sure. But it is a synthetic form, and you need a higher dose, and you typically need to take it more often.
Okay. All righty, we're going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a station ID.